Well, as New South Wales braces for this day of reckoning, there are calls for all states and territories to start planning for longer, earlier bushfire seasons. Dr. Richard Thornton is Chief Executive of the Bushfire and Natural Hazards Cooperative Research Centre. He joins us from Melbourne this morning. Richard, good morning. Thanks for your time.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts as you watch these New South Wales fires burn, Richard, and the fire season ahead for the nation as a whole?
Look, I think the whole of Australia is looking towards Sydney to hope that the worst doesn't come to pass. We're hearing pretty bleak predictions out of both the Commissioner and just then out of the people on the ground. We certainly hope that doesn't come to pass.
Bleak predictions from the Commissioner for sure, but also pretty stern instructions of, you know, if you're not ready, get out of the way. And you say the New South Wales fires are a demonstration that we don't know everything about being prepared for emergencies. Do you get the impression that these communities, let's think about the ones in the Blue Mountains for a moment, are prepared enough or are not prepared?
Historically, what we've found in the previous version of the Cooperative Research Centre that I'm now run, we've interviewed people after Black Saturday, after the recent Tasmanian fires and fires in Western Australia. And the findings there is that there's a substantial proportion of the population who hear the messages, listen to the warnings, but think it's a warning for somebody else. So dismiss the risk, if you like. That leads to people waiting and seeing. Which is a very, out of all the options you can take, the wait and see option is probably the most dangerous option you can take. And the Commissioner being fairly emphatic about if you're not prepared or you feel nervous, get out early, I think is exactly the right message to giving people.
To an extent, it's human nature, though, isn't it? It's not going to happen to me.
Well, that's right, and that's why a lot of the messaging was changed following Black Saturday. It was recognised that it was a difficult decision for people to make, to choose to leave their property and potentially lose it. But the alternative is to potentially stay with your property and put your life at risk. So the messaging was changed very strongly to reinforce that risk that staying carries with it, so that people don't sit on the fence, I guess, to actually take a decision one way or the other.
There's been a lot of debate or talk about this nationally since the fires in Victoria in particular, the stay and protect or the go but go early decision, whichever one you make, yep. It's got to be one of those. But there's also been a lot of efforts put in to get better for the fire agencies and other agencies to get better at sending out warning messages for communities in fire-prone areas. I'm wondering whether people knowing those messages are going to come out, it could have the counter effect and make people a little more reliant, oh, well, I haven't got a warning, therefore I don't have to go.
Yeah, and I think if you look at some of the messaging that's now being put out by some agencies, some of the fast-moving fires, for example, you may not get a message, you may not get a warning, and I think that message is now becoming clear in the pre-season information that's going out. Telephone infrastructure may get burnt by the fires. Fires may actually come very close to you, so they may start very close to a property, and you may be the first person to know about it. You can only get a warning from the agencies if the agencies actually know about the fires, for example. We know that in some places on very bad days that fires can impact on communities within the first 10 minutes.
So there's not much point in sending out warnings because nobody had time to act. So from your research, what do we still need to be doing better in terms from the agency's part, but also those of us who may live and know we live in a fire risk area?
Look, I think we need to get a lot better at being able to, communicate with the community about the importance of having a plan, because one of the things that we actually found following both particularly Western Australia and Tasmanian fires was people sort of thought they had a plan, but it was sitting in their heads. It had never been written down. It had never been rehearsed. They'd never really thought about what their plan B might be if that fails. And we know in Black Saturday, many people were caught out because they couldn't find their pets or that the roads were blocked when they were anticipating getting out. They ended up being stuck in the house.
Richard, you're the Chief Executive of the Bushfire and Natural Hazards Cooperative Research Centre.
Yep.
It's a newly formed body. It studies bushfires and other natural disasters. From all the study and research you're looking at, do you believe we are in for longer and more intense fire seasons? Leaving climate change aside for the moment, do you believe that is what we're facing?
Well, that's what the evidence would seem to suggest, is that we're seeing a slightly earlier start and a slightly later start. These fires in New South Wales are unusual in their size and the timing of the year. It's not unusual to have fires in New South Wales at this time of the year, particularly on the northern parts of New South Wales. What's unusual is to have fires of this size at this time of the year. And a lot of that is driven by the record warm winter. You just had it in the Sydney area, virtually no rainfall from that period to now, which has actually made the availability of the fuel. There's no stream flow anymore. There's no areas that will impede the flow of fire. Mm. We are seeing that, and we're seeing that across the country. Okay. That has a whole load of flow-on effects if it goes too far, because there's a whole load of sharing agreements that exist between ourselves and the Northern Hemisphere where we rely on there no overlap of the two fire seasons.
Okay. So it's a matter of resourcing that will come into question. Richard, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Richard Thornton, Chief Executive of the Bushfire and Natural Hazards Cooperative Research Centre. It's 8:21.